Janadimahandasya Gananjana Sadakra Taksarun Militam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Anama Vishnupadaya Vishnupadaya Tu Tale Sri Rate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Dhamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanjavadi Paschatya Dasatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hilari Ora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krati Rajanam Angulangayatayam Yat Kita Tamahan Monday Sigurum Nirayam Paramahananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Swam Adiyam Tatsat I was upstairs listening to a Maharaj's class, and I was seeing my guide, but it was hard to do both. So, he was calling, where's Sadhguru? I was there, but two more mantras finished. He gave a very beautiful, beautiful class. I know. In the, you see, the traveling sannyasi, he had, when Ayodhya said, I want to do a siddha. He said, well, you really want to do a, you want to give me something? Yeah, yeah, I want to give you. You just say that. Oh, no, I really want, I promise you, and you promise your Brahman and the heavy thing. Oh, no, I promise, I want to give you something. Whatever you are, anything you ask, anything, anything, I'll Okay, give me Lord Nityananda. No. He gave me all his life. And when Janma Devi came to see the vice of her husband's appearance, I could check her. He saw this man, and this old man, he was chanting, Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. So she was curious, what is this man chanting Nityananda about? So she inquired. And he was like in a trance. He said, why did Harayoja give away Nityananda? He could have given my son. He could have given anyone's son. But by giving away Nityananda, the whole village was devastated. Like, although something 40 years had passed by, he was absorbed, more than that, 50 years. He was absorbed in Nityananda, Satrash. And he described how Nityananda was the center of the whole village. How everybody came to see him, how the children would do these elaborate dramas, and he went off chanting, Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. So, Ega Chakra was not the same after Lord Nityananda left. When Nityananda was in Vrindavan, and he heard about Sankirtan movement had started. Before he left, he went to Govardhan. And in Govardhan, there was a cave. So he called, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. Sridham, after Krishna's pastimes, he did not go back to the spiritual world. He was resting in the cave. He was upset with Kanhaiya. So, over something. So, you know, he looked, he saw Nityananda. Who are you? I'm Balai. Balai? Balai is bigger than you. A short guy. And here, he was 7 feet tall. But Sridham said, you're short. So what the height was in Dwapara Yuga, you got an idea. He said, well, if you're really alive, he's the only one who could beat me racing around the Govardhan. Let's see if they're alive. And the rocket said, go! And they ran. And they're on the first quarter, and around the fire, neck to neck, coming, and last corner, and there was Balai all the way! Nityananda! He won, hands down. That's it, I'm sorry. You're all wrong. What's up? Now it's Kali Yuga. And now, Kali Yuga, they have a different measurement. So, Kanai, he's starting the Sankirtan movement, chanting, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. And so, do you want to come? I'm going to help them to spread the Sankirtan movement. Would you like to also come and help? So then, Sridhar said, okay. So then I said, I had to sink you down to call you aside. It was hand on Sridhar. Shrunk him to the Kali Yuga side. So he became known as Ali Ram Ram Das. So these two came to Navadvip. So he sent out all the devotees to fight Balaram Mahārāja Nityananda. He said, he's my counterpart. He is my counterpart. And locate where he is. So they went out looking for Nityananda, looking for him. And they're knocking. Hello? Hello? Hello, Nityananda here? Are you Hare Krishna? What's wrong with you guys? There's a third one who came to me. Third one. Look at ungodly time, 8 p.m. Let us sleep in peace. So, he came back empty handed. They could not locate Nityananda. So then, Lord Chaitanya, he asked, did you look for Lord Nityananda? Did you look for him? And I said, yes. You can't find him by looking for him. You cannot find him by looking for him. He has to reveal himself to you. I can find him. I can look for him and find him, but you can't. And that's esoteric code, that by looking for God, you can't find him. But by studying him, he reveals himself to you. So, Lord Chaitanya took the Sankirtan body around Prabhupada, and then he came to Nandanacharya's house. Nandanacharya's house is the next ashram over. They call that the Goswami Mutt. And there Lord Chaitanya entered and saw Lord Nityananda. And then he said, Nithai! And Nityananda said, Gora! Nithai! Goranga! Nithai! Goranga! Nithai! Goranga! Nithai! Goranga! Nithai! Goranga! Nithai! Like that. And then they ran and they embraced each other. And then they did high down throughout the city of Dalit. And people looked, how is that there too? They looked and said, looks same, but one is wearing blue and one is wearing yellow. How are there two? The same day in the night, the two were at Mamu Thakur's house. That means their uncle, maternal uncle, Mama. So there, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were dancing. And at one point, Lord Chaitanya was caught by Lord Nityananda and he put his head on Lord Nityananda's lap. And the devotees were reminded of Lord Vishnu carried by Anandadeva. And then they're dancing again, and somehow Lord Nityananda was caught by Lord Chaitanya, and he held Lord Nithai's head in his lap and washed his face with tears of love. So all these pastimes were quite amazing. So Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, he told how about the deliverance of Jagannath. One day, after that, Madai, he came to Lord Nityananda and he said, please forgive me for my offenses. I hit you Lord Nityananda, he said, I never took offense. I consider it like a mother considers the kicking of her baby. That just like she doesn't take offense if the baby kicks her. I didn't take any offense that you're hitting me with a talk. I mean, there's a big difference between hitting someone over the head with a wine bottle, causing them to bleed, and a kicking of a baby, which is doesn't really do any harm. But that was the point that Nityananda was making. So then Maharaj said, well, I have committed many offenses to the Dalmasis of Navadam. I have used violence and things against them. So although Lord Chaitanya had forgiven them of their bad karmas, the offenses were still there. So he asked, how can I be free from these offenses? And then Lord Nityananda said, that you should build a Vedigat. By building a Vedigat, facilitating a people to bathe in the Ganges, you'll naturally get forgiven for any offense you make. So, Maharaj instructed in one of the April rain, the hottest time of the year, he constructed a bathing ghat, a bathing staircase called the ghat. That became famous as Maharaj ghat. So there are the Dalmasis of Navadvipam would bathe, and thus they would forgive Maharaj for any offense he did. When you go out to see a place where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas in Katwa, you might also see the place of the Samadhi of Jagai Maharaj. It's there they have beads and cartels. So the Pujari says, every day they would chant down to the Ganges. Every day they would chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. They would dance, they would cry all the way through the Ganges. Such was the mercy of Lord Nityananda. As Bhakti Chaitanya Mahārāja mentioned, Nityananda was a constant companion with Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, at that time, 5 devotees were asked to accompany him. And they also included Lord Nityananda. One day, Lord Gauranga, he went looking for Lord Nityananda. And he said that Mother Sachi has invited you to take prasadam. So, at that time, Lord Nityananda was swimming. He had swam across the Ganges to the other side. And he said that. So then he walked back to the house of Mother Sachi. And at that time he told Lord Chaitanya, "No funny business." Lord Chaitanya, "Meaning? I don't do funny business. I don't do funny business. You shouldn't do any funny business." Like that, the two are laughing and discussing. So, that morning, Sachi Mata had she had a dream, and she told Gauranga about her dream. She said, "I had a dream that I was offering Bhoga to Krishna and Balaram, but then Lord Nityananda and yourself took child form, and Lord Nityananda, he said to Krishna Balaram that this is now Lord Chaitanya's yuga. He should get the prasadam. He should get the offering. It's his yuga, Kaliyuga." And he ran to him and said, "Vini, I'm hungry." So then Mother Sachi, she thought, she didn't understand what this dream meant. So she asked Gauranga, "What does this dream mean? Must mean that Nityananda is hungry. We should invite him over for prasadam." "Oh, okay." So then, that's how Lord did not invite him. So, in the one room, Nindai and Gauranga was seated table song, and Mother Sachi was so ecstatic that she put down three plates, although there is two of them, but she put three plates down. So she would rise, sabjis down. I don't know, on the other hand, of Bengali priest, but there's a whole way that they serve. They put a pot of rice upside down with a bowl, and around they put sabjis. And they have banana boats, which hold dals. You get two or three dals. Then the sweets, Chinese sweets. So, like this, she had been in the preparations, and then she came in, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda had changed Krishna and Balaram, and they were both saying, Prasad, he came in and looked. It was too much for Krishna Balaram. She fainted. And then Lord Chaitanya went, said, "Are you all right? Mother Sachi, are you all right?" And she woke up, looked around, saw Nidai and Gora. So then she went running back to her room, locked the door. She didn't talk to anybody the rest of the day. Die, Nidai. Die, Gora. So they had so many pastimes together. Not only my voice, I have anyway a paralyzed face, but now I have a sore throat and a paralyzed face. So now it's time for the darshan arti. Lord Chaitanya requested Lord Nityananda that he should return to Bengal. He should take the Grihastha Ashram and he should preach. He should take all the wisdom where Lord Chaitanya had left it. So, and he said, Lord Nityananda did not have to come every year. So he went back to Bengal. With about a number of devotees. So he normally it takes 1 month to walk there, but he took 3 months because on the way he would stop, he would non-stop be doing downloads. Vinita, Ravdas, other devotees, they will be showing Krishna, Balaram, Ramas. And therefore, they lost track where the road was. And they are so much absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord. Finally, they reached to Panihandidam, and there they started a kirtan. But to describe all that will take time. Basically, Lord Nityananda flooded Bengal with his kirtan. Dying in time. So in the Ega Chakra, if you go, you have to say Nidhai Gaur. If you say Nidhai Gaur, and you stop it. If it's a Gaur Nidhai, you're not. I will. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. I hope.
Hari Bol.
Sri Shukadev Bhagavan ki, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Shri